South Carolina elected official switches support from compromised choice Biden to unapologetic Sanders. By Hannah Blow on January 23, 2020. An elected official in the early primary state of South Carolina is switching her support from Joe Biden, D, to Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, conceding that her previous support for the former vice president was a compromised choice. While Dalhi Myers, who was first elected to the Richland County Council in 2016, considers herself a middle-of-the-road Democrat, she told the Associated Press that Sanders is unafraid and unapologetic and can, therefore, go head-to-head against President Trump. She views his ability to inspire and energize young people as crucial. It is something that, some Democrats fear, Biden is unable to do. I looked at that, and I thought, he's right, Myers said, according to the AP. He's unafraid and he is unapologetic. I like the fact that he is willing to fight for a better America, for the least, the fallen, the left behind. She originally endorsed Biden in December along with a flurry of South Carolina elected officials, who deemed him the only candidate with the broad and diverse coalition of support we need to win. Myers admitted that she viewed him as the safe, or compromised choice. It was a compromised choice, she told the AP. I didn't find anybody's candidacy electrifying, but I did find Joe Biden's candidacy to be reassuring in a sort of normal, American kind of way. Myers admitted that she has concerns over some of Sanders' big government plans such as Medicare for All, but added, Medicare for All will have to go through Congress. He's not going to pull a Donald Trump, she added. I'm a 50-year-old black woman, and I tend to be middle of the road, Myers explained. I'm voting what I think is best for all of us, not just me. I'm not a left-wing liberal. I'm not even a left-wing Democrat. But I am a realist. Biden continues to hold a strong advantage in South Carolina. Thursday's Real Clear Politics average shows the former vice president leading the field with a 17-point advantage over Sanders. South Carolina's February 29th primary is just over a month away. It remains to be seen how the upcoming Iowa caucus, New Hampshire primary, and Nevada caucus will affect the South's first primary.